Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Well, a very interesting topic now. We're going to be talking about a man who lost his life to cancer and his wife, who had an incredible force for turning her own personal grief into a catalyst for new life. Vashti Whitfield is a mum of two and an international professional life coach and facilitator with over 11 years' experience and a client base ranging from senior-level executives to excitable entrepreneurs. And she's probably best known as the manager and mentor of her celebrity actor husband, Andy Whitfield. Well, she joins us on the line to tell us today her story about Andy and how she changed her life. How are you, Vashti?
Good morning. How are you?
It's a very interesting story, just reading through the bio.
Look, it is an interesting journey, and in fact, as my life has unfolded, I was privy to experience something very meaningful before even my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And I went through, for want of a better word, because this word does get overused in this particular area of life, a journey with one of my dear friends who lost her life to cancer at 32. And I was very pregnant with my second child, my daughter at the time. And I feel it was an incredible honor to accompany her on the last part of her life as she exited the world and had to say goodbye to her own children. And so to be a part of something like that whilst I was, if you like, fostering own life, my own daughter's life in my tummy, watching her go through that, I hadn't realized it then, but actually gave me an enormous amount of support and structure and guidance to then have to go through it in my own life with my husband.
Now, having a celebrity husband, it must be an interesting thing. And also for people that are listening today who have a husband or maybe a wife that is going through something like this, it's also a very confronting thing. Did the celebrity part play a big role in your healing?
That's an interesting question. In terms of Andy's reputation and being known, one of the wonderful things that we receive from his role as an actor, but also his status, if you like, in terms of people being aware of him around the world, was an extraordinary amount of support. And one of the things and one of the reasons that my husband was very committed to making the documentary Be Here Now, which we'll see later next year, was about sharing a journey that would give people who didn't have anyone in their corner support. So I guess in answer to your question, the most rewarding component of that was just a constant supply of messages and love pouring in from all around the world to support him through his journey and then me after his departure in how I move forward. And I guess the thing to be really mindful of is if you are going through this, that it is absolutely critical that you take support, you know, or that you ask for support, and also you step aside and push away anything that doesn't feel like it is supporting you. You know, finding your footing in this whole arena of dealing with someone in treatment is a very challenging process.
How did you deal with it, watching your husband go through all this?
For Andy and I, it was a very much a two paths that we walked. And one was about honouring that there is a certain medical orthodox way you can follow and you need to kind of commit to that. And there is also the alternative route that you follow. And I think for myself, you know, the fact that we partnered on trusting both those paths to walk down gave us the opportunity to listen to the doctors and to follow what their suggestions, but to also navigate our way through this whole process in a much more kind of esoteric spiritual journey. You know, there comes a point where if you hang on every word of a medical professional, whether what they're saying is appropriate or not, you're at the whim of somebody else. If you find some kind of space within yourself where you accept where you're at or you have a certain destination that you want to achieve, it's much more empowering to you. And that's how I and Andy, you know, made our way through this and I do right now.
Well, Vashti Whitfield, I have to say it's been a very inspiring interview, and I think you're a very interesting person in the fact that you've been able to, well, embrace this and get through it on the other side, but more inspiring, you're actually out there helping other people, and I think your husband would be very proud of that.
Thank you. That's very lovely of you to say so.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.